Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts Joan Grasso and Michael Best discuss why President Trump is delaying legal action against James Comey for leaking documents about his meetings with President Trump while he was still the director of the FBI. They speak with Richard Painter, a professor at University of Minnesota Law School and former White House ethics lawyer.
The source who talked to Bloomberg said that the president was postponing his complaint as a professional courtesy to independent counsel Robert Mueller, to give Mueller time to and breathing space to do his investigation and get things going, I suppose. What do you make of that explanation for postponing the filing of this complaint?
Well, I don't know why they postponed it, but there is nothing to complain about. Comey did nothing wrong. He did nothing illegal. Nothing that would be appropriate to investigate. Could a president summarily fire an FBI director or someone else for taking notes of a conversation and with the president and giving them to somebody else? Well, maybe, because the president could fire the FBI director. But, I think that there would be no complaint here of misconduct on the part of Comey. There's nothing illegal about being a leaker unless you leak classified information. And this administration has consistently failed to distinguish between illegal leaks, which are classified information, and other disclosures of what's going on in government to the press, which are that's part of the democratic process.
Richard, Comey's already been fired. Even if the Justice Department did investigate and found out that he followed the rules, besides putting a note in his file, what could the Justice Department do? What kind of jurisdiction does it have over former employees?
Well, not very much. I don't see any evidence of misconduct on part of former Director Comey to begin with. Keeping notes of a conversation with the president, disclosing those notes. He's not the president's lawyer. He doesn't have an attorney-client privilege with the president, and disclosing those notes in a context where his own credibility is being brought into question by the president. There was no classified information in these communications. I just don't see the evidence that he did anything wrong.
That's Richard Painter, a professor at University of Minnesota Law School and former White House ethics lawyer, speaking with the Bloomberg Law host Joan Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And among other top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, Texas and nine other states are urging the Trump administration to phase out the so-called Dreamer immigrant program. The program was created during the Obama era, and it allows almost 1 million people brought to the U.S. illegally as children to remain and get work permits. The state says they're not asking for any Dreamer permits that have been issued to be rescinded.
In Germany, prosecutors have targeted three managers as they try to figure out if parts maker Robert Bosch helped Volkswagen cheat on emissions tests. The question is whether Bosch provided software that was used in the scandal. The company's also being investigated by the U.S. Justice Department.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.